Q-Code presents The Beautiful Liar, in association with Interscope Films, starring Rory Ann Dahl, Sam Nelson Harris, and Emily Hampshire. Created by Sam Nelson Harris and Minnie Shadeen. Follow The Beautiful Liar to never miss an episode. You can also learn more at qcodemedia.com or by following at qcodemedia on Instagram or Twitter.
The Beautiful Liar is presented by Sonos. Allow Sonos to unleash its hidden power and fill your world with supernatural sound. Discover sound made easy at sonos.com.
Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as this content is intended for adult audiences only. Q-Code presents The Beautiful Liar, in association with Interscope Films, starring Rory Ann Dahl, Sam Nelson Harris, and Emily Hampshire. Created by Sam Nelson Harris and Minnie Shadeen. Chapter 5, Asset.
End of file. Pulling up the following file, titled Desmond Dodson Debrief Session. Proceed with this file. Your response was not audible. Proceed with this file.
Yes. Proceed.
Now playing.
Excuse me? Anyone? Is this some kind of test? How long are you gonna keep me cooped up in here? Oh, come on.
I know you must be watching me, even though I can't see you. I know you can see me or hear me. Surgeon told me I need rest, and this is not restful. Is this some kind of test before you terminate me?
I see they fixed you up nicely, Dodson.
Who are you?
I ask the questions here.
Are you an agent?
What did I just say?
Sorry.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling grateful to the surgeons and to Wixer.
You're not the first to have lost a limb in the line of duty, and certainly not the last, but regardless, you have my sympathies. This debrief is to ensure you understand what happened with Client 3.
Yes, I was informed that her entire memory has been wiped, which I was, sorry to hear. That practice is a little barbaric, if you ask me.
I didn't, and not that. We are here to discuss your failure.
My failure, ma'am?
The Institute requires a record of you verbally accepting your responsibility in regards to the incident. Describe what happened.
Am I terminated?
Answer the question.
I didn't mean to. I mean, she just said that she was thirsty, that was all. And I believe water is a fundamental human right, so...
The issue seems to be with viewing her as human, Dodson.
Viewing her as human? She is.
The genetics of every member of the Greenville 13 are fundamentally different than ours. That makes them inhuman. She killed your supervisor with no remorse.
And may Agent Hawks rest in peace, but still, I consider all of the clients human.
For the Institute's mission, tactics require that the clients must frequently endure extreme physical and mental stress. This is easier if you accept what they are. Not human.
I see.
Then what was your mistake?
I should not have approached her.
You should not have helped Client 3. Repeat it.
I should not have helped Client 3.
Clients are not human. You need to say it, Dodson.
Fine. Clients are not human. Am I terminated now?
No. Your title is promoted. From trainee to junior agent.
I'm a... what?
Junior agent, effective immediately.
I'm sorry, I don't...
You will be working for me, and me alone. I prefer to keep things as simple as possible, as my work is highly confidential. It requires a great deal of subtlety and trust. I trust that you are willing to do anything to redeem yourself after your grave mishap, Agent Dodson. Or am I mistaken?
Yes, I mean, I do want to.
Good. Go get some rest. And when I call you... Be ready.
Yes, ma'am.
Crudson. My name is Janet Crudson, Senior Agent.
Well, thank you, Senior Agent Crudson.
You won't regret this.
I certainly hope not.
End of file.
Someone's in here.
I know you're in there, Dodson.
Williams! I thought you...
Died? I know. A fake funeral made people think that.
But you're...
Alive and well. Needed to get some media off my trail after that whole Client 3 kerfuffle. I guess someone caught me trying to capture her on a live stream, so had to give myself the axe. Oh, the sacrifices we make. Of course, I don't need to tell you. I was so sorry to hear about your arm and seeing Hawks go out like that. That must have been quite disturbing.
Yeah, it was all pretty traumatic.
We see some horrible things at the Institute, but the mission always comes first, Dodson.
Yes, of course. I just have to say, wow. I mean, it's really great to see you. It's been so long since I saw a friendly face.
You too, buddy. You know, I was just passing by when I saw you reserve the room, so figured I'd say hello. You can't tell anyone about seeing me, though. Even Crudson, it's top secret, me being alive and all.
Oh, yeah, of course.
A little birdie told me you're under her now. How's that been going?
Yeah, well, I shouldn't be talking about it.
It's all right, Dodson. You know, after I died, I traveled to the great beyond. Beyond jurisdiction, if you know what I mean.
Wait a second. You got promoted to superior agent.
As a reward for sacrificing my life to the Institute. Comes with a nice corner office, too.
So you know everything?
Everything worth knowing.
Wow.
Well, listen. Anything you need, you let me know. I know Crudson can be a bit of a hard ass, so I'm here to help.
Really? I mean, no, I can't. I couldn't ask.
Hey, I'm serious. Whatever you need. Dodson, you've gone above and beyond for the Institute. And for me. You saved my ass day one of training, remember? That god-awful mental aptitude test?
Oh, man, yeah, I remember. I said it then, and I'll say it again. It's a poor way to judge someone's decision-making capabilities. I was more than happy to let you copy off me.
See? I wouldn't be here if it weren't for you. Now, I'll say it again. What do you need?
Okay, well, there is one thing.
Go on.
Do you have access to the database?
Is that really a question?
I mean, of course you do. Of course. I was just wondering. Well, okay, with Client 4, I have a hunch that might locate the source of her power, and I figure if we find the source, we can find her.
What's your theory?
So, Client 4 has these moments of vocal convergence with a figure she calls Shadow, and I call the Anomaly. I'm wondering if those convergences cause her activations. Now, I figure if her powers come from the Shadow, that's who we need to capture, not Client 4. So if I could get someone to access the database for me and get all of her activations laid out in one place, I might get my answer.
Client 4 is one of the Greenville 13. She certainly is a power source independently of any anomaly.
But it seems like Shadow is what generates the power.
Interesting. Come on, I'll take you up to the database.
Me? Come with you? With my clearance level, I don't think...
I'm your clearance.
Wow.
Let's go.
Are you done, Junior Agent?
He'll be back. And help him with whatever he needs going forward.
Yes, Superior.
Welcome, Superior Agent Williams.
To the database?
With Junior Agent Dodson?
Yes.
Moving securely to the database.
Wow, this is really happening.
Sure is, Dodson.
We hope you've been enjoying The Beautiful Liar, presented by our friends at Sonos. Creating a show like The Beautiful Liar involves the collaboration of incredible writers, actors, sound designers, producers, and so many more. That's why we love to listen to the show through the Sonos sound system and finally hear all of our hard work come to life. The Sonos Arc is the premium smart soundbar for TV, movies, music, gaming, and of course, podcasts. The Arc was designed from the inside out for incredible clear sound and rich bass, then fine-tuned by Oscar and Grammy-winning producers, mixers, and artists. Hearing sound for the first time through Sonos speakers helps you understand how much detail goes into the audio you hear. What once was one-dimensional becomes an entire world around you. You can pair any Sonos device to another Sonos device and truly create an award-winning sound system of your own. The soundstage moves around you, rendering every sound with dramatic clarity, detail, and depth. You can enjoy Sonos in your home and even on the go. Visit Sonos.com to learn more.
Hello, Superior. He with you?
He is.
All clear.
Welcome to the database, Dotson.
Wow, it is massive.
For good reason.
How does it work?
Well, you see that map on the wall?
Yes.
Every pulsing circle represents a significant energy surge happening right now.
And that's all over the world?
Yep. Activations just like the ones you've been tracking. The static circles show strong areas of cumulative energy, like Greenville. We are a city built on energy.
Right.
As I'm sure you remember from training, power surge activations can be of natural or unnatural origin. We focus on the latter. This map shows us where particularly valuable energy sources are. Our client list included, of course.
What's behind that vault door over there?
Honestly, even I haven't been granted access to that. But as Rumi said, every door is another passage, another boundary we have to go beyond.
I thought you knew everything.
Part of being a superior is respecting the layers of this place. The process of acquiring knowledge and power. Blah, 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 you get it. Anyway, take a look at this. See these cylinders?
Yeah, it's hard to miss. They look like little futuristic smokestacks, very sci-fi.
Well, these smokestacks here are key to the next phase of our mission. Hover your hand over the top of one. Just as much, you don't want to electrocute yourself.
I feel...
powerful? Exactly.
Wow.
You're seeing something very few people at the Institute have had access to, including Crutzen. Where is she, by the way?
Crutzen? She's in Florida, I think, tracking down Bobby Streaker.
Streaker?
Yeah, I mean Client 5. This feeling really is something.
Okay, we have to limit your exposure to the cylinder. Take your hand away. Take your hand away now.
Oh, that is like nothing I've ever felt before. There's a pool to it. What is in there?
Our latest technology based on our research with Clients 1, 2, and 3. They're entire power plants with less energy than even one of these cylinders.
And this will eventually be available to the entire globe?
Yep. For now, though, it fuels our internal projects, but the goal is to provide renewable energy at a global scale. World-changing stuff.
I'm just... Well, can I be frank with you?
Please.
I don't understand why all this information is kept under lock and key. If every Institute employee could see this, we'd understand the scale of what we're working toward.
Fewer people who know exactly what we're building here, the safer the Institute stays. After all, whoever figures out how to harness and control the world's energy surges is going to be very powerful. We'd be the most significant corporation in the world. No one would be able to touch us, and everyone would need us. There's just too much at stake to let people peek behind the curtain.
Well, it helps me seeing it. Helps me understand.
Even the Institute's walls have a few cracks. If word got out that we were in possession of a world-altering power source like this... Let's just say it's taken a lot of memory wipes to keep this thing under wraps.
No, wait a second. I thought memory wipes were just for clients.
Oh, no. We use them on personnel as needed.
As needed? In what context?
A conversation for another time. Now, about that anomaly. What do you need? What can I do?
So, Client 4, how do we retroactively track her activations?
Each energy surge has a sort of energetic DNA. and we filter and isolate previous instances of the same energy. It sounds simple.
It's not? Simple, I mean.
Most clients have no grasp of their powers until they're captured and trained, so their energy is rarely consistent before they're in our custody. Client 4's energetic DNA might be a close match to Chernobyl one day, and a basic power outage the next.
Okay, I want to see if her vocal convergences with Shadow have the same DNA. I heard the convergences on a tape dated June 5th of last year.
Database, display all surges on June 5th last year.
Displaying.
Her old residence was a couple hundred miles north of Greenville, if that helps.
Displaying surges in that radius.
There it is. There it is. That must be her.
She's... Wow. That was potent energy. The client grew more powerful during the activation instead of simply exhausting herself. Usually they deplete their internal resources and need days to recharge. Extraordinary.
Maybe the shadow keeps her from depleting, external force and all.
It looks that way.
Yes, well, can we see if this energetic DNA matches any others?
Scan for energetic DNA matches.
There are 5 total matches.
Display dates, times, location.
Now displaying.
Okay, now you can listen to the tapes from these exact dates, get clues about how and when she activates like this, and maybe help lead us to her. And the anomaly.
And here I was just scanning tapes like a plebeian. It was taking forever.
We do not have forever.
Yes, well, this was so fast and easy. Thank you.
Well, the tough part is coming.
What's that?
Can I give you a hug, Dotson? Just nice to see an old friend.
Yeah, sure. What are you... Williams! Ow!
Sorry, Dotson. You never do go down easy.
All good, boss?
Memory wiped the last half hour and put him back in the archives review room.
Yes, ma'am.
Be gentle with him. He's one of our most valuable assets. Even if he doesn't know it. Till we meet again, Desmond.
Excuse me. Excuse me, hello? Hey, sir, you need to wake up.
Where? What?
This review room is booked for another agent, so...
Sorry. Yeah, I just, must have dozed off. Yeah, just be going then.
Don't forget this.
What's that?
Don't know. Print out with some dates and energy measurements.
It's not mine.
I'm not allowed to keep things that aren't mine until they're officially archived. You have to take it or it's my neck on the line.
Okay. Okay.
If you need anything in the future, please let me know.
Yeah, I will. Okay, well, after an intermission in Client 4 tape review to visit the archives, I'm resuming with, I don't know what I'm resuming with. Oh, wait a minute. June 5th, that's the date of the first vocal convergence I've heard. And, wait, are these dates of other convergences? But, okay, you know, let's just see what we have here. Okay, per this document, I will be reviewing November 8th, which is about a month after the last tape I reviewed.
I've had a bad feeling about this.
Evan and I worked on these lyrics for weeks. I'm not backing out.
You are caught in rehearsal, performing in front of a whole audience?
It's fine. I feel safe with Evan. Nothing bad will happen.
And now that you two are together, things feel much more intense. All those hormones, it's a potential disaster.
Wow! Oh, man. That was absolutely... It was riveting. Riveting is the word that comes to mind. Lots of energy.
Don't do this. It's not too late.
Great job, guys.
Thanks! Oh, yeah, it was so fun.
As as you all see, oh my God, or I'm, what a ditz. most of you can see. I mean, everyone can see. It's just, well, Evan here is staying on stage for the next act where Clementine will join him for an original song. Who's ready? I am.
Break a leg out there, Clem.
Yeah, break a leg.
There are so many people out there. If things go wrong, they're like sitting ducks.
Why would you say that to me? Calm down. Break a leg is just a saying.
Want me to help you to the stage?
No, I got it.
Oh, sorry. Did you want me to help guide you into this potentially disastrous situation?
Whatever.
Hey, want to announce it?
Hi. This is, wow, these stage lights are hot. No one warned me about that.
You can still walk off now. No harm, no foul.
This song is called Beautiful Liar.
Right. Yeah. How do I get out of here?
Try touching the door with your hand.
Why would I do that?
Body has a powerful electric charge right now. Just trust me, try it.
What the hell?
Close it behind you so nobody follows. And touch it again. Oh my God, I can't believe that worked. It seems our little vocal performance charged us right up. Uncovered some new powers. You're near the school gate. Touch it. Clem! Oh my God! All the street lamps are out.
We did that.
Oh shit. We need to get further away. Get me somewhere safe.
Go to the forest across the street. Cross over the road. Now! No cars are coming. You feel powerful? You feel good?
I feel terrified.
Well, I feel more like myself than I've ever felt before. Clem, I think we need to explore this feeling.
What? Are you crazy?
Am I, Clem? Clem? I don't know.
I am not feeling whatever you're feeling.
Are you sure?
You're pissing me off and not making me feel any safer. Let's just get me home where I actually feel safe.
Let's...
Clementine!
Mom?
I've been driving up and down hoping you didn't get too far. I figured you'd run off like you did after the 8th grade talent show.
Is everyone okay?
I'm not sure, hon. I beat everyone to an emergency exit before the doors locked and the fire department arrived, and I hurried to find you.
I hope no one got hurt.
Me too. Come on, sweetie. Let's go home. Are you all right?
I think so.
The city's got to show responsibility for this. We can't have lights exploding around students. I'm calling the mayor's office first thing tomorrow. You sounded beautiful up there. Your father would be so proud.
Thanks, Mom.
And I'm glad that you found music again. And Evan. Even though I don't really like his recreational activities.
Mom.
Look, I'm sorry that I've been so busy lately. You know that even when things are hard, especially when things are hard, I'm always here for you. Everything I do is for you, Clementine. Even when it might not feel that way. I love you very much.
I love you too, Mom.
If there's ever anything that you need to tell me or talk to me about...
I'm just... Never mind. I'm fine.
Did you have something to do with the blackout, honey?
What?
The blackout, the explosions.
What are you talking about?
Jacoby, you know what they say about protesting too much.
It wasn't me.
Just know that I'm your mother and I will keep you safe, no matter what you do.
Why does that sound like a threat?
Sweetie, I know your little recordings are a habit, but I've been thinking that I would prefer our conversations to be private. I don't like the idea of someone finding all your tapes.
Wait, that's it? I mean, why did they even give me this document? Yeah, it's her convergences, but... But the dates don't make sense. The first one is before Shadow showed up. Oh, God. Hello, Agent Crutzen. Agent Crutzen? I'm sorry, Agent Crutzen, you're cutting out. Hello, Agent Crutzen. Agent Crutzen?
In danger. You're in danger.
Beautiful Liar stars Roryan Dahl as Clementine and Emily Hampshire as Shadow, with John Bass as Dotson, Alicia Reiner as Crutzen, Frankie Wagner as Williams, Amanda Reed as Archivist, Mara Schuster-Lefkowitz as Principal Flores, Allison Jay as Sadie, Sarah Yarkin as Veronica, Karin Brar as Evan, Jennifer LaFleur as Adrian, and with additional performances by Mara Schuster-Lefkowitz, Jonathan Medina, and Shatiana Banks. Created by Sam Nelson-Harris and Manisha Dean. Written by Kaylin Lowry and Manisha Dean. Directed by Stephanie Abel Horowitz. Executive produced by Sam Nelson-Harris, Emily Hampshire, John Janik, Rob Herding, and David Henning. Co-executive producers Steve Berman and Anthony Saylor. Produced by Alexa Gabrielle Ramirez. Co-producer Michelle Zarabi. Supervising producer Sandra Yi Lee. Music by Ex-Ambassadors. Original score and composition by Darren Johnson. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh. Edited by Ryan Walsh. Sound design by Lyman Hardy at Stuck On On. Mixed by Ben Milchev. Casting director Andrea Bunker. Assistant director Fabio Lofria. Script supervisor Omar Barahona. Additional script supervision by Nick Robinson. Assistant mixer Sarah Ma. Assisted engineering by Neely Oftering and Beatrice Noronha. Additional editing by Beatrice Noronha, Neely Oftering, and Sarah Ma. Additional music and music editor Brian Kesley. Assistant music editor David Tadashore. Music clearance coordinator Elise Wolf-Tretter. Musical performances by Scott Goldbaum, Elle Puckett, Dana LaMarca, Dave LaVita, and Amanda Bantug. Song credits. Beautiful Liar by Sam Nelson-Harris, Casey Harris, Adam Levin, Andrew Wells, and Ricky Reed. Adrenaline by Sam Nelson-Harris, Casey Harris, Adam Levin, and Andrew Wells. Conversations with My Friends by Sam Nelson-Harris, Casey Harris, Adam Levin, and Andrew Wells. performed by ex-ambassadors, courtesy of Interscope Records and Kid in a Corner. Production coordinators, Bailey Grayson, Brandon Weissner, and Bree Doring. Post coordinators, Rachel Yanover and Marlena Ma. Head production assistant, Nathan Yan. Production assistant, Alexa Goldstein. Production legal, Christina Bulbrick and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chun Liu. Special thanks to Mara Schuster-Lefkowitz, Seth Callen, Anne Markwell, Luke Weber, and Tyler Hansen. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. The Beautiful Liar is a Q-Code production in association with Interscope Films and This Fiction. Follow The Beautiful Liar to never miss an episode. You can also learn more at qcodemedia.com or by following at qcodemedia on Instagram or Twitter.
The Beautiful Liar is presented by Sonos. Experience the power and beauty of audio with sound made easy at sonos.com.
Hey, this is Eric Molinsky, host of the podcast Imaginary Worlds. Each episode, I explore different sci-fi fantasy genres, talking with filmmakers, novelists, game designers, cosplayers, comic book artists, and anyone who works in the field of make-believe. I also look at the fan experience, asking, why do we suspend our disbelief? You can subscribe to Imaginary Worlds wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, Heather Ashley here, host of the Big Mad True Crime Podcast. If you're looking for a true crime podcast with all of the details and none of the small talk, you have found your people. Each week, we dive deep into a new case and learn everything there is to know, from getting to know the victim and the impact their case has had on those around them, to the investigation into what happened to them and who is or might be responsible. And if the bad guy looks like he might drink whiskey by a dumpster or has the social skills of an ogre, we say it because we were all thinking it anyway. As the name suggests, we get big mad over true crime, and I would love to have you join our incredible community of listeners with big hearts and zero time for small talk. Subscribe to Big Mad True Crime anywhere you listen to podcasts and listen to new episodes every single Monday.